said, this is the best one we've done. You can't, we had it like this, it was very strong for this one. Of course, he likes Howard Smith.
Oh, that's it, that's it.
Now, Len Garman, on the other hand, thought this was lousy, which is surprising.
Why didn't he like it?
His main reason was, he said, an hour of Howard K. Smith is too much to have to sit through.
Well, he doesn't agree with it.
He doesn't like Smith.
I think I'm very serious. There's another thing. That's what he's always advocating.
It is, if that isn't what came out. Garment was the least of all the staff people. Garment was the least enthusiastic, at least in his response last night.
And what was his problem? Is it because of the Smith too many questions? Did they like the question?
It was too long and an hour
too much of the war.
It was too much, and I think too much in the war, yeah.
He doesn't like the war.
It was the domestic stuff. It's the same kind of thing that the blacks
really. Well, I think Christ.
I think Christ would be that favorable. This is very much that impressive. Thoughtful with it, don't you think so?
That's what he said.
He's a thoughtful man, and that's, you know, that's the long line. Is that what he told you?
Yep. Price said it was very thoughtful and relaxed and
cool, poised, all that kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
You cannot like reassured is the thing that you can like to do. That's a funny thing. You can't was quite enthusiastic. I wonder why the hell he would. I mean, like Smith, there, you know, your little things may make a difference. You know, he looks at the color.
You can't want to like it. Now, if you do want to separate, you can't won't like it, because he doesn't want to separate. So it's like,
there, just on a bitch. That's right. Very interesting. I'm glad we did it. I'm going to have a goddamn opposition. President, I wish you could take it off balance, make a little bit, you know. For president, you go on for an hour and take the. And they can say that those were not easy questions.
They sure weren't.
Any honest person knows they were. And they weren't ones anybody could prepare you for.
And they know. And they know who they thought they were not doing.
And who the hell could have suggested such questions?
Well, that one little exchange where it was great that there was one that you could refuse to answer. And you did it very nicely and said, you know, explain why. And said, you won't answer it. And then he laughed. He said, no, because I didn't expect you to answer it.
Brock was wrong on the humor side. He is, I think that's a reaction that he has because he self-abuses himself. But my point is there, from what I have heard, that's the kind of thing that Conley Hart and others like the best.
You've got to. And it's,
they want to see a smile. They want to see the man smile.
It shows it because it bothers people. It bothers, I know people give me a bad time, like at a party or something.
You don't smile?
Yeah. Say, what else matter with you? You never smile.
You know, the other thing I'm going to say, though, are you sure that we have enough, are we playing a strong enough line with TV with regard to how those things are set up? Now, if we give ABC the right to do a program, we ought to be able to put that goddamn camera where we want it. And if we get Barbara Walters' program, we ought to be able to
say this,
that I'm not going to be sitting on a goddamn couch.
Sure.
Now, somebody there is dropping this. It wasn't my fault. Believe me, I sat straight in the chair last night. I did everything I was supposed to. I held my head up and wanted to go. The picture was good. I never was looking in the camera except two or three times. And that's what happens. It was his great stuff.
And you can't see when you look in the camera. And
I'm looking right at Smith.
Well, it looks bad. Because, yeah. You know, you swing.
No, it might have been Smith, but Harden's point said, gee, if you just do that, he said, I've never seen you do it. Well, the point is, the goddamn camera's never there. Now, what is the situation? Can't we really control it? What does Carruthers say?
We've got to set the camera right in line with the other guy.
Why don't they do it?
Well, because then when they take the shot of him, there's a camera in the way. They have to move it off. Some, but they can set an angle, a separate, so they get him at an angle.
Yeah.
Not you with the head on talking to him. It can be done. And it's got to be done.
It's not bad.
It wasn't bad at all. It was a sensationally good picture. But I think you would strengthen, when you found a long answer particularly, it would strengthen the answer if you were looking right at the guy
looking over here
instead of looking over at somebody over there. It's the same thing as if in the room, if I'm sitting here and Ehrlichman's sitting over there, and you're talking to Ehrlichman, I don't have the same communication as if you're talking directly to me. I'm still getting the pitch.
Particularly when I'm making that strong pitch, and they could have heard some of those four false pitches right in the camera.
incidentally, we may have this amended in Tokyo. I mean, you know, the construction thing, we may have a hell of a breakthrough that we could use.
May breakthrough.
I'm trying to, well, they're all cranked up about it, where you can reinstate David Slater because you'll have your agreement or whatever it is. But that if they do, they might want to make that as a big thing here on Friday. But if they don't, there's a suggestion of a possibility of a stop at a prison in Oklahoma on the way out, which is they were going to dedicate a new education program that they have, at least to a high school diploma. And it's a new, the dedication was scheduled for Thursday, and we can get it moved to Friday.
Yeah.
Findings was going out.
Yeah, right. I'm going to Oklahoma to dedicate something.
Remember that?
And dedicated,
yeah, that's different.
I have to do that too.
Well, that's where I should do it. Yeah. Really, this is right out of Oklahoma City, and you arrive, you go into Oklahoma City Airport, and chopper this. It's a federal reformatory.
And that'd be the prisoners?
Federal prison. You'd attend the dedication of this new building that they've renovated to house this regional training center and present certificates to the 30 graduates of the first class of
it.
They have a little graduation ceremony.
I'll walk through and see what's on the other.
That would be the plan. You would deliver brief remarks, not an address, but just brief remarks about the philosophy of reform, rehabilitation instead of merely punitive. Then you'd tour the compound, visit some of the training facilities and vocational classes. Things like that. It was, it would be a
surprise I've ever done a prison before.
I don't know. I'm sure it's all fine. The building that they're dedicating is right outside the prison compound where the joint is. But then you would go in and
I don't want to do it. It's like I don't want to dedicate the building and not see the prisoners, so you understand.
Yeah,
I'm not the building, the prisoners.
Right.
All set. I would say that should not be this size of money except for that kind of company.
We did 15% among them, but we only did 7%.
No.